Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought about talking about all the ways you can increase your joy by helping others. You know, it's an interesting fact that when you stop focusing on yourself and you focus on others, that your joy increases. And, you know, it can be something very simple. You could, you know, make someone's day by making a phone call, or you could send a letter to a relative, or, you know, it's a little hard to visit people right now, but you can do the Zoom or the FaceTime. And all those are great ways to encourage and uplift the people you love. And then there's also the situations that you get where you can actually just help a stranger. And, you know, life is such a blessing because usually each day we run across people that we don't know that, you know, we can just offer a smile to or open a door. I remember back in the 80s when I started driving that it was really rare to have people that were not friendly. And so I could go somewhere and stop maybe at a store or go to a doctor's office and be talking to someone. And before, you know, I get ready to leave out, find out that they were in, on a bus, or had to take a cab. And I'd say, well, you know, I'll just drop you off. And it was always a wonderful experience because, you know, I love meeting people and I love helping people. And so if I saw a woman standing somewhere, I always felt, like it was a gift back to the universe, to just offer assistance. You know, we fast forward to today and it's no longer, safe to do that. I remember a situation where we were driving, I forgot where we were going, but my youngest son and I were driving and I had been preaching to them over and over again, you know, don't pick people up, because people were doing, you know, unscrupulous things. You might pull over on the side of the road expecting to pick up a lady and, you know, man could come out of the bushes and, you know, attack you, steal your car. They do all kind of crazy things. Well, this particular day, I had to eat my words because I was driving on the freeway and I saw a woman walking, and she had a baby and she was on the side of the road. So I knew that her gas had, you know, had ran out or something. And so, I passed her by and I thought about it and I was like, you know, it's really hard. I mean, that's something hard to fake was the first thing I thought. And the second thing I thought was, if that was me or one of my children on the side of the road, I would want to help them. And so, you know, I told my son, I said, I'm going to have you sit all the way in the back because we were in a van, which would have put him, you know, far enough back. And I'm going to have her, you know, and her child sit, you know, in the middle. And if there's a problem, I'm going to stop the car and you just need to be able to watch from the back because, you know, I didn't want to leave her on the side of the road. And so, you know, through this process, we were able to determine that she had ran short of money and didn't have enough money to get where she was supposed to get so that she could get some gas. So picked her up, took her to the gas station, which wasn't very far, bought her some gas, drove her back and, you know, waited to make sure that she had her car going. And then we all went about our merry way. And, you know, I'm telling you this story because I miss that. I miss knowing that the people you're going to pick up or that you might see in the grocery store or sitting on a bus are kind, and that you could help them without there being a risk. And it just isn't the way anymore. But I think that we still can find ways to offer, you know, a helping hand and do a good deed. So, you know, I know that she was grateful. I was thankful that I hadn't passed her up, you know, because I would have felt bad. I would have still probably been feeling bad about it if I had. You know, that's the worst thing for me, is to see someone, especially a single parent out on the road, and realize that they need help. You know, the other thing that you can do if you find yourself in a similar situation is you could actually, you know, call the police and, you know, let her know, let the person know, I've called the police, they're on the way to come help you in case they don't have a cell phone. You know, there was an occurrence that we had years ago. This is probably about 20, I'm really aging myself, aren't I? Probably about 25 years or so, maybe even 30 years ago, I can't remember who it was. It was me and one of my girlfriends, and our kids were in the, in a car, and my car had broke down. I have no idea what was wrong with the car, you know? And so, a lady came by and she said, "Hey, we want to, how can I help you? You know, what's going on?" And I told her, and she said, "Well, you know, I have AAA, let me call them for you." Now, nobody reads the back of the AAA card. You know, I didn't know there was a problem. She didn't know there was a problem. So, you know, once the person came, we were talking, and I said, "Well, you know, I really appreciate you. Love to return a favor sometime. And, you know, let's exchange numbers." And so the guy was like, "You don't know each other?" And we were like, "No." And he said, "Well, I can't take your car." And she was like, "You're going to leave her on the side of the road with two kids?" And he was like, "I can't do it." And so, you know, it was interesting because I felt bad because I didn't want her to be in trouble. Now, you know, fast forward, a gentleman ended up stopping later on, and, you know, it was very kind of him. I think he had a family with him, and he told me, you know, "Here, this is the problem. I'm going to fix it. It'll get you to where you're going, but you need to make sure you have somebody, you know, else fix it later on." And so, you know, it was just a wonderful gift. So, you know, as I sit here and I think of all the opportunities that I've had in my life, you know, to be helpful to others, and to actually receive kindness, you know, has made me who I am today. And I think that if we could get back to finding ways to encourage each other and show, you know, respect and love to one another, that maybe the next generation can have my smile too, right? And so I don't know everyone who listens to my podcast, but I would like to think that I'm reaching someone there, and that my thought is helping someone change, you know, or do something better. And so, you know, just think about it. Think about ways you can help others, because I tell you, you know, in this time of my life, you know, thinking about all the different beautiful people that I've met and that I've helped and that have helped me, it's a good feeling, right? And I just have this belief that we can cause more joy to grow. So I am going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Until we speak again, be well and do great things. Goodbye.